Friends, in earlier chapter we have seen the banker's obligation. Earlier to that we have seen customer's obligations. Customer's right also we have seen. Now we have to discuss about banker's right. Obligation is different than the right. Obligation that is required to be fulfilled. And right means it has to be exercised. Right has to be exercised. What are those rights that bankers have as far as the customers' accounts are concerned, customers' deposits are concerned? We have structured this chapter as far as the right of the bankers is concerned, consisting of bankers' right to combine the account, then reasonable time for time to credit the checks deposited before they are actually drawn upon, then right of the collecting bankers, then right to charge the interest, right to charge the incidental charges or commission, right of appropriation of the payment, payment of the domiciled bills, banker's lien, general lien, and banker's right of set-off, terminate the contract or close the account, and right to deploy the deposit for profits. These are some of the rights that banks have been given as per the Banking Regulation Act. As per the Banking Regulation Act, banks have been provided with these rights which they can exercise in case the situation demands. Now, first one is a banker's right to combine the account or right of appropriation. If a customer has more than one account and has more than one loan or overdraft, he can advise, he can banker, his banker, the account against which the particular loan or overdraft should be adjusted. If the customer does not direct to the bank and there is a loan outstanding or there is an overdue, the banker can exercise its right to adjust the debit amount which is outstanding against the credit which is lying in another account also, not the same account. This is called as right of appropriation or set-off. Section 59 of Indian Contract Act states that the right of appropriation is vested in the hands of the debtor. Right of appropriation is vested in the hands of the debtor. Who is debtor? Debtor is a bank, because customer is a creditor, which in this case is the banker. Money received will first be set off against the interest payable on the said loan. Though the bankers have a right to combine one or more accounts of the same customer, banker cannot combine the customer's personal account with a joint account of the with another customer or another company. The right to combine two or more accounts is applicable to the existing debts from the customer and not to the contingent debts, future contingent debt or liabilities which are falling due at future date. It is important to note that the customer has no right to treat the two accounts as a one account, even if the accounts are in the same branch and he cannot draw a check on one with insufficient balance, presuming that the banker will pay it since the balance in that account or other account is sufficient. Okay, so check of one account cannot be used in respect of another account, even though same person may be having two accounts. While doing so, the banker must be given a reasonable time to credit the check deposited before they are drawn upon. Before they are drawn upon, banker must be given a reasonable time to credit the check deposited before they are drawn upon. So, in anticipation of realization of that check, customer cannot draw on another check. When a customer deposits a check into his account and that check is yet to be clear, the bank, as his agent, has to present that check and get the funds. So, banker is not bound to credit the customer's account until that check have been realized. So, the banker must place a proceeds of that check, which is realized, to the credit of his customer's account within a reasonable time after the check have been realized. Sometimes, bankers permit customers to draw against uncleared check. That is a facility that bank has given to some of their customers. But it is not the right, and the banker can, if he wants to, send a check drawn on him if there is an insufficient clear balance in the accounts, back with the remark that effects not cleared, please present again. Now, general lien, banker's general lien. There are three types of charges: lien, pledge, hypothecation, and mortgage. Sorry, four types. Where it is noted by the bank, their lien. In the lien, a lien is the right of the creditor. A lien is the right of creditor in possession of the goods, securities, or any other assets which is belonging to the debtor, to retain them until the debt is repaid, provided that there is no contract or express or implied or contrary. Therefore, it is a right to retain the possession of the specific goods, retention of the goods or security or other movable which the ownership vests in some other person, and the possession can be retained till the owner discharges its debts or obligation to the possessor. It is a legal claim by one person on the property of another as a security for the payment of debts. Bankers may, in the absence of any agreement to the contrary, retain as a security for a general balance in the account any goods or securities which is bailed to him by the customer. And this right of retaining the goods is known as general lien. There are several factors that one must be aware with regards to the lien. What is the lien means? Lien is nothing but it is an implied pledge. It is an implied pledge. General lien to apply only in the absence of express contract to the contrary. And the lien can be enforced if the mutual demand exists between the banker and customer. No agreement for creation of the lien necessary. Banker has no lien on the safe custody deposit because it is purely let out. It is a different, altogether different contract itself. No lien on the bill of exchange or other documents which is entrusted for the special purpose, because relationship is a different agent and principal like that. So banker's lien is not available against fixed deposit receipt in the joint name also. So one person's liability cannot be attached with the FDR, which is in the joint names. So lien attaches to bonds and coupons deposited for the collection. No lien can be placed on the money deposited for the specific purpose. And lien on the securities allowed to remain in the banker's hand after the repayment of the loan secured. No lien can be placed on the document or valuables which are left in the banker's hand inadvertently by mistake. If the documents are remain with the bank, since the documents are in my hand, bank cannot say that there are a lot of things receivable by this client. Why not apply the lien to him? They cannot do it. Credit and the liability must be in the same right. So deposit and loan should be in the must be in the same name, same right. Banker's lien are the Limitation Act. Banker's lien and the Limitation Act, the effect of the Limitation Act is only to bar the remedy. Only to bar the remedy and not to discharge the debt. So, it does not affect the property over which the banker has a lien. So, no lien can be placed for the amounts which is not due. And no lien can be placed in respect of the trust account also, because there are many people involved in this. Now, banker's right of set-off. When a customer keeps two accounts at the bank, some of which are overdrawn and some are in credit, bank has a right to combine such accounts and pay the resultant balance, if any, upon demand being made by the customer. As simple as that. So the right to combine the account is only with the bankers and not the customers. And so customer cannot expect his checks on one account to be paid by combining the balance of all the accounts. Bankers can exercise the right of set-off provided some conditions have been fulfilled. And these conditions are, number one, the amount of debt must be certain, that is ascertainable, fixed amount. The debt must be due and payable. Account must be between the same parties and the same right. The date must be immediate and not future. And liability should not be contingent. Liability should not be contingent. You cannot have the contingent liability because it becomes the constituent's liability in future. So, bankers can exercise the right of set-off provided. They have to look into these aspects also. There should be no agreement to the contrary. And bankers may exercise its right at its discretion, not by law. Banker has a right to exercise his right before garnish order is made effective. And the right to set off of the account arises immediately in the some of the other instances, like on the death, mental incapacity, or insolvency of the customer. On insolvency of the firm or on the liquidation of the company, on receiving the garnish order also, and on receiving the notice of assignment of the customer's credit balance, and on receiving the notice of second mortgage over the security which is charged to the bank. Right? So, that was the right in respect of the dues receivable. Now, rights of collecting bank. Rights of collecting bank. Section 131 of the Act provides, Negotiable Instrument Act, provides a banker who has in good faith and without negligence received the payment for a customer of a check which is crossed generally and specially to himself shall not in any case the title to the check proves defective incur any liability the true owner of the check by reason only having received such payment. Okay, so the person who has drawn the check, that person, if realization comes, only to that person's account the proceeds can be credited. Right? Collecting bank is protected under the section 131 of Negotiable Instrument Act if the collecting bank act in good faith and without negligence. Collecting bank receives the payment of the check for customer. Check is crossed and the crossing was made before that check got into the hands of the collecting bank. And collecting bank acts only to receive the payment. The collecting bank has to prove that it acted in good faith and without negligence, and banker has to look after the interest of the true owner of the check, and the burden is on the bank to prove that if they collected the check in good faith and without negligence. If what appeared in the face of the check seemed to be suspicious, or the circumstances surrounding the deposit of the check should have aroused suspicion, an adequate inquiry has to be made and it would be held that the bank was negligent. Any doubt about the check with banker is collecting bank, before debit to that account, ensure that the check is perfectly in order and does not have any amount of suspicious in nature. If it is not done, then bank is at fault. It will be considered as a negligence on the part of the bank if they pay the suspicious check. So negligence need not be only in the collection of the check, but failure to make the inquiries at the time of account opening can bar the bank from seeking the protection. What will happen if the check is lost? Losing of check? Unless there is unauthorized encashment of such misplaced check by any third person due to the negligence of the bank, it cannot be directed to pay the amount of the check which the party, that is depositor, is entitled to receive from the third party, that is issuer. It means if the check is misplaced and somebody has found it, they altered it and deposited in their account by putting the endorsement on it, that is amounting to the fraud. Such a loss of check immediately should be brought to the notice of the collecting bank or his banker. And bank, while collecting the proceeds of that check, should be doubly sure that the check is a legitimate one. At the most, bank can be held liable to pay the compensation for the negligence in misplacing the check. But if the check is misplaced by the bank, that time bank will be held responsible for that. Now, right to charge the interest. Banker has a right to charge the interest on loan or advance granted to its customer. Interest is charged monthly on the amount which is due. Bank can take action against those defaulting on the said payment. Another right is to charge the incidental charges. What is the interest? Another is incidental charges. Bankers also has a right to charge the customer for the services which they have rendered. That is service charges. For that, bank can charge to the customer for the maintenance of the average quarterly balance or using the ATM for the services through the ATM rendered. RBI expects the bank to advise their customer of the charges, about the charges at the time of opening the account. And whenever the charges, change in the charges will be there in future also. Bank should ensure that the charges are reasonable and inconsistent with the cost of the providing these services. Banks are required to display the details of the various service charges on their website and at their offices, branches in format which is approved by the Reserve Bank of India. Therefore, banks should advise their customers at least a month in advance before it any charges, there is changes in any of the charges. When a customer owing two or more debts to the banker, pay money which is not sufficient to discharge all the debts, the question as to appropriation of the payment arises. If the customer owes several debts to the banker and makes the payment, he has the right to request the banker to apply the payment to the discharge of some particular debts. And if the banker accepts the payment, he is bound by the appropriation as done by the customer. In the absence of any such directions from the customer, the banker has right to use the payment at his discretion, including the liquidation of the time bar debts also, that is NPA. However, where neither the customer or nor the banker makes an appropriation of the payment that shall apply in order of the time they were incurred and the money received will be applied towards the repayment of the first debt. If there has been no specific appropriation by the banker or the customer, it is held that the receipt of the income which is received would be utilized to reduce the first amount due, and this was known as Clayton's rule. What is Clayton's rule? There is no clear instruction. There is a lot of money, limited amount of money, which cannot serve the purpose of clearing all the debts. But which one is the first due? To that, it will be first appropriated. This is called as a Clayton's rule. The rule of the Clayton case affects all the current account, whether it is overdrawn or not. Applicability of the Clayton's rule to the banking transactions. This rule, Clayton's rule, that is money received, is to be applicable to the immediate payment due, okay, despite the clear instruction from the customers. This rule is applicable, number one, in case of death or insolvency of the partner or the joint account holder. Partner or joint account holder, any death happens. In case of the death of the partner, his estate is liable for the debt created before his death. Okay, before his death. if the overdraft of the firm is continued unbroken after the notice of death also, all the credits reduces the liability of the deceased estate, while the fresh advance are the sole responsibility of the surviving partners by operations of the rule in Clayton's rule. Then, determination of the guarantee. In case of the death or insolvency of the guarantor, the borrower's account should be broken as per the Clayton's rule, when it will be applied, and all subsequent credits will reduce the liability of the guarantor or his estate, while payment out will constitute a new debt unsecured by the guarantee. Notice of second charge. When the banker receives the notice of the second charge, first charge is there. Second charge notice is received from the customer on the customer's property. The account of such a customer should be stopped to avoid the applicability of the Clayton's rule. New account should be opened for all the future transactions, and if the arrangements are not done, then all the subsequent amount paid to the credit that will be reduced the amount which is secured by the first mortgage and change over the property. Now, right to terminate the contract or close the account. Right to terminate the contract or close the account. That is one of the right of the bank. Bank can end the relationship with the customer at any time, just as a customer can move to another bank at any time. Therefore, bank may decide to close the customer's account because of how that person has been operating it, or because of regulatory requirement, or because of the bank also feels that relationship has been broken now. But however, difficulties can be arises when the bank ends its relationship with the customer, which is based on its perception or customer's conduct of the account. The code of the banking practice requires the banks to act fairly, reasonably, and in good faith. Generally, banks should not close the customer's account without giving a reasonable notice, which means giving the customers an enough time to alternative banking arrangement. However, in some circumstances, bank can close your account without giving any notice to the customers under the circumstances if a bank is complying with the court order, if there are customer initiated fraudulent activity happened in the account, and if the bank terms and conditions have been violated by the customer. If the customer has abused you towards the bank staff, bank does not have to explain why it is closing the customer's account. Although in most cases, the banks follow the good practices and give reasons. This gives a customer an opportunity to respond if the bank has misunderstood the fact of the situation and of making the mistakes. While doing so, bank must return all the money in the customer's account at the time of its closing the account, less any interest or fees, if any, applicable to that account. Now, right to deploy the deposit for profit. right to deposit for profit. This is also another important right of the bank. Bank has the right to employ the deposits which is garnered through the customer's deposit in the most profitable manner. Over and above, difference between the interest paid and the deposits and the interest earned on the advances or loans granted, service charges, etc., banks have the right to ensure its profitability by various other means and prescribed from time to time. By dealing in foreign exchange and act as a broker for the same. While commissions from the credit card transactions, from the Visa and MasterCard, or as an agent for the insurance and mutual fund transactions, by investment in marketable instruments generating the trading income. For the purpose of income, these activities need to be done by the bank. Bank has that liberty to do it. That is their right. And by investing in the various government and rated securities, bank can earn the interest and dividend from these investments. So friends, this is all about the rights of the bank, like obligations, like customers' obligations and right. We have discussed the rights of the bank also. Thank you very much.